What a great joy it is that we can worship our God together.
祂是我们的神, 祂是我们的主。
He's our Lord and He's our God.
早前我们在这里有一点两周年的回顾与感恩。
And this morning we're here to look back and give thanks to the Lord for what He has done in the past 2 years.
以免我们数算 神他给我们一切的恩惠,
because we want to count all the blessings that God has given to us.
不叫我们忘记,
so that we will not forget what He has done.
另外一面, and
on the other hand, we also hope that everything that He has done
是为着每一位来到我们当中的, 我们可以一同来得着, 一同来经历。
It is relevant to each and every one of us here so that we can experience Him together.
因为有些你说我是后来我这一年才来的，我才得救的。
Some may say, you know, I just started coming to this church. I wasn't saved until a year ago.
但是神要我们一同来领受。
However, it is in God's heart that He wants us to receive it together.
祂呼召我们在祂建造的工程里面，我们是一同有份的。
And He has called us to be partaker of His construction work.
早间我们在这里一起分享到感恩回顾，还有属灵成传。
And this morning, not only we want to look back and give thanks, but also look forward to pass down what we have received.
我们一起来读一下《生命记》第四章第九节。
Let's read this passage together, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9.
那这边呢，我们要看见到属灵承传的命令。
Here you see a commitment from God about passing down the spiritual inheritance.
我们先读中文，我们再来读英文。
Let's read Chinese first, and then we'll read the verse in English afterwards.
你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。英文。
Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them.
那《生命记》我们知道它是重申诫命，是摩西在那里述说神在他们当中一切奇妙的作为。
We know the book of Deuteronomy is to reiterate the word of God, the commitments from God, to describe what God has done for His people.
也提醒他们要殷勤保守他们的心灵。
And also He urged them to closely monitor, watch their hearts,
免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事,
so that they will not forget the things their eyes have seen,
又免得你一生这事离开你的心,
or let them slip from their hearts.
他下面讲说, 总要传给你的子子孙孙,
instead, to teach them to your children and their children.
他们 被拯救离开埃及,
they were rescued out of the land of Egypt.
他们在旷野里面经历神多少奇妙的作为,
they experienced wonderful acts of God in the wilderness.
神怎么样降临在西乃山上,
and how God descended on the Mount Sinai.
神怎么样在帐幕在会幕与他们同在,
and how God was with them among them through the tabernacle.
摩西要告诉他们, 这些你们所看见所经历过的,
Moses was reminding them, do not forget what you have experienced or what you have seen.
神所赐个话语, 不要忘记,
do not forget the word from God.
要传给你的子子孙孙,
and you should also pass it down to your future generations.
我们再来读生命记第六章第五节。
Let's continue by reading chapter 6 verse 5.
第六章第五节, 我们还是先读中文, 哈, 再读英文。
Let's read the Chinese part first.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神, 我今日所吩咐你的话, 都要记在心上, 也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children.
不止他们听见了神给他们的教训,
so not only they have to listen to what God has given them,
不止他们里面被激励, 他们愿意来爱神,
not only they should be the people are urged by God's love.
在这里摩西告诉他们要教训 你的儿女。
And also Moses says, teach your children.
必须要有一个属灵的承传。
You have to pass this down to the next generation.
我不晓得我们弟兄姊妹有没有参加过这个接力赛跑。
Have you ever run in a relay?
那接力赛跑它是需要一棒一棒传下去的。
And in that kind of race, you have to pass the baton one after the other.
它是一个团体的，不是个人的表现。
And that is a corporate, a teamwork, not individual work.
那在这边呢，有三样都很重要的。
And there are three things that's very important.
第一个，你棒子呢，你要接得好。
First, the one that received the baton has received well.
啊，这也很有讲究的。
And that takes some skill set and practice.
那等到那个人快到的时候，你就要开始先启动。
So when your partner is running toward you, you have to start making some movement.
你不能一下子跑得太快，人家接不上你。
But you cannot move too far ahead of your partner.
你要稳稳地把那个棒子能够接到。
And you have to able to receive the baton very firmly.
然后呢，中间当然你要跑得好。
And then you need to run well.
每一个部分呢都很重要。
Every section of the race is very critical.
那最后呢，你需要把棒子要传递出去。
And toward the end, you have to be able to pass the baton to your next partner well.
传到下一个人的手上。
Make sure he or she receives it.
今天这个属灵的棒子。
And today the spiritual baton.
当我们从神那里接过来以后。
After we receive it from God.
我们知道有一个属灵的承传。必须把它传递下去。
We have to know that we are responsible for passing it down.
神的心意，神的丰富，不是停在一个阶段。
God's heart or purpose does not stop at particular generation.
所以当我们回想到两年前。
So when we look back what happened 2 years ago.
神他怎么样带领。
How God led us here.
他怎么样激励。
How he encouraged us.
他叫我们有一些人能够这样子一同分担，一同有份。
And many of us are partakers of that great movement.
是我们一回想，我们说哇，神真是在我们当中他做了大事。
So when we look back, we really say yes, God did a wonderful thing among us.
他所成就的超过我们所求所想的。
He has done more than we have asked or even imagined.
但是整个过程里面，你说有没有压力？
But if you ask us, do we feel pressure in that process?
当你真的把肩膀摆进去的时候，你是很有压力的。
When you are carrying that responsibility, yes, you will feel pressure.
有的人看见你们有一点压力，他可能会说啊，神是可信的，你不需要紧张，你不需要担心。
When you feel stressed out,some may advise you, says, don't worry, God will take care of everything.
那看起来他讲的话，你觉得哇，他是很有信心的。
Yes, that was a statement of faith.
那另外呢，有时候碰到弟兄姊妹。
And sometimes you will run into brothers and sisters.
他一看见我们还需要这么多。
They saw the great need ahead of us.
看看我们的能力是那么的少。
And they look at ourselves and go, you know, we are so incapable.
有一次有一弟兄来跟我讲。
And one time a Christian brother said that to me.
他非常的担心。
Said he was very worried.
他说怎么办怎么办。
What should we do? What should we do?
梁弟兄怎么办。
Brother Liang, what should we do?
我们还缺这么多。
We still have so much need ahead of us to buy this place.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
那天我真的感觉到这位弟兄他是把肩膀摆进来的。
I really felt his sincere concern because he was carrying the load together with us.
他不是站在外面说你们要有信心，你们要有信心。
He was not a bystander on the roadside. Yeah, you guys should have faith, believe God.
他把肩膀摆进来。
But he was someone who carried the load with us together.
他一同承受这个压力。
He was experienced the stress that we felt.
也许很多事情还过于他的度量所能达到的。
Yet maybe the load, the pressure was beyond what he could bear.
但是那个过程，他生命被扩大了。
But in the process carrying the load together, his life grew.
所有一步一步走来，我们说这是信心的道路。
Step after step, we are walking on the path of faith.
信心的道路，你真正经历的时候，你就会认识到说，它也是一个试炼的道路。
The path of faith is also a path of trial.
当我们讲说，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We can say, yes, I know in whom I believe.
我们说我们相信在神没有难成的事。
And we believe there's nothing impossible with God.
但是这些话，这些宝贵的话，对我们要成为一个生命，成为一个实际，你必须经过许许多多的试炼。
In order for these words of God to become real in our life, we need to experience through pressures.
当我们在买的过程里面，除了钱是一个部分。
And when we try to buy this place that summer, of course, one pressure is the financial pressure.
好像很多的事情一件一件呢，它在时间上都需要卡得刚刚好。
And everything has to fall into place at perfect timing for this transaction to complete.
然后后面呢还有很多的工程需要进行。
And after we have the property, there is a great remodeling project after that.
好多事情你在走的时候，你真的不晓得下一步是会怎么样发生。
And many times you just don't know what is ahead of you.
我们也不知道神他怎么样来供应。
And we have no idea how God is going to provide.
信心的道路就是一个试炼的道路。
Therefore, a path of faith.Indeed, is a path of trials.
当你真的把肩膀放进来
，When you truly carry the load with us,
这是神家的事。
You carry the load of the house of God.
这也是我的事。
You regarding what's in God's house is my business.
你会觉得很有压力。
Then you truly feel very pressured.
但是另外一面呢
？On the other hand,
这些压力又让我们紧紧地连于我们的主。
These pressure push us.To come to the Lord and walk with Him closely.
好像一个时刻也不能离开他。
Not a single moment we could be careless.
一段不断的寻求。
And we need to continue to pursue His will.
不断的等候。
Seek His will and wait on Him.
信心的道路好像是在水上行走一样。
A lot of time the walking in faith is like walking on water.
像彼得。他听见主告诉他说，彼得你走过来。
Just like when Peter heard Jesus said, come.
当彼得他脚踏在水上
，And when Peter climbed up the boat and walked on water，
刚开始他还能够走
，Initially he was able to make a few steps，
但他一看见环境风浪
，But when he started noticing the waves and wind around him，
他就沉下去
，He started to sink，
因为这条道路
，Because this way of faith，
你不能依靠自己
，It's not something you can walk on with your own strength，
你必须定睛在耶稣基督的身上
，It's something that you need to fix your eyes on the Lord。At all time.
信心的道路那个难在于说我们天然生命太容易使用它的力量。
The challenge of walking in faith is that we are so used to use our own ability.
但是常常主带我们经过叫我们认识叫我们一同来学习。
But a lot of times God led us through so that we could learn.
叫我们单单的仰望主。
We can learn to fix our eyes on Him alone.
盼望有一些的经历是我们每一位一同往前的时候我们也来经历也来学习我们也一同有份
And I pray these are the experiences that we share together we own together and we learn together
在圣经里面呢也有好多地方
And there are many places in the Bible
我们看见当那个属灵的沉船一下子失去了
You see when the spiritual inheritance is not passed down to the next generation
那个结果是非常可怕的
And that result or that consequence is very dreadful
在四世纪第二章第七节
In the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 7
怎么说约书亚在世和约书亚死后那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候百姓都侍奉耶和华
Here it says The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elder who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel.
所以有约书亚还在。
So when Joshua was alive,
约书亚不在的时候呢，那些为以色列看见以色列为神为以色列行大事的
and also,
长老还在
those, when those elders who outlived Joshua but who have seen the great thing that God had done for them
他们见过他们经历过
these are the people who saw what God did
他说在那个时候呢百姓都侍奉耶和华
during those time people served the Lord
在第十节和十一节
and verses 10 and 11
他说那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖
after thatWhole generation had been gathered to their fathers.
后来有别的世代兴起。
Another generation grew up.
不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
Who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel.
以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利。
Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
当新的世代兴起来
So when the new generation rose up,
如果这个属灵没有传递下去
If the spiritual inheritance is not passed down to them,
那个看见那个经历没有传递下去
And that experience or that vision were not passed down to the next generation.
下一个世代，他们不知道耶和华。
The consequence is that generation will not know about the Lord.
他们不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事情。
They will not know about the great thing that God has done for Israelites.
那个结果何等的可怕。
How dreadful is that consequence?
以色列人他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
The consequence is that start do the evil things in the eyes of the Lord.
他们去侍奉朱巴利。
Which is to worship Baals.
他们远离了神。
They were apart from God.
行为上得罪了神。
And they were do things that will offend God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经里面看见这是何等严重的警惕。
And what a very, very alarming caution that is in the Bible.
神教我们把这个棒子要传下去。
And God wants us to pass down our baton.
总要传给你的子子孙孙。
Make sure you pass it to your children and their children.
今天神教我们一同来经历他。
And God wants us to experience Him.
来认识他。
To know Him.
弟兄姊妹，这些所得着的，我们知道有一件事情非常的重要。
And brothers and sisters, one thing we have to know very clearly that is important.
需要传递下。
That not only we receive it, we have to pass it down.
有人告诉我们说，有几个很有名的大学。
And there are a few very famous colleges in this country.
哈佛。
For example, Harvard.
耶鲁。
Or Yale.
剑桥。
Or Cambridge.
他们在创校的时候。
When these great universities were first created.
那主要的宗旨是为了要培植传道人的。
Their main goal was to cultivate, to train up ministers.
他们在那里所做的是神学的训练和教育。
And they were there to have theological training.
这些学校开始的时候，他们有这么好的一个目标。
So that was the initial purpose and goal of these great schools.
但是我们知道，今天这几个学校仍然是非常的有名。
And till this day, these are still great and excellent schools.
也许在各样的学术方面，他们都很有成就。
And they have many wonderful academic achievements.
但是呢，从它原初的宗旨已经失去了。
But definitely, they have fallen out of the original purpose.
从来没有人可能在提说我们要来怎么培植传道人。
And very few people will mention again, oh, how do we train up ministers in our campus?
甚至他们很多的价值观、很多的原则都已经远离了神的心意。
And many values and there are many principles running school are far away from God.
到底从哪里开始那个棒子就掉了呢？
So when did the baton fell out?
没有接下去呢？
When did the baton fall out and no one continued?
今天世界上有多少的事情我们看见？
And there are so many things we can see in this world.
从原初的心意失落了。
That we fall out of the original heart of God.
哦，今天主也在这里提醒我们。
And God is reminding us today.
从以色列百姓他们所有的历史过程，是我们一个何等的警惕。
And we can tell that dreadful result from the history of Israelites.
约书亚。
Joshua.
他经历了神。
He experienced God.
在那个时代看见神大能作为的这些长老，他们也经历到。
Who were with him at the time who saw the great work of God also experienced God.
但是那个时代过去了。
But that whole generation passed away.
好像他们所领受的，他们所经历到的失落了。
And it looked like they lost what they had received.
以色列人不知道耶和华。
So that the next generation of Israelites did not know God.
不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
And did not know the great thing that God did for them.
今天我们说我们在家里面有我们的子女。
For we have children at home.
我们何等的盼望他们能够领受我们所领受的。
How much we desire that they will receive what we have received.
他们能够认识我们所认识的。
They can know what we have known.
有一个沉船是生命的沉船。
And there is this inheritance of life we need to pass down.
他们若没有得着这个生命。
Without receiving this life from God.
啊，我们里面何等的痛苦。
And that will bring us misery.
那是关乎他们的永远的。
And because that's concerning their eternity.
关乎他们活在地上的那个价值到底是什么。
And we need to know, we need to teach them the meaning and the significance of their lives on earth.
我相信做父母的为孩子们祷告。
I believe many parents Pray for their children.
因为我们知道生命需要传递。
Because we know the importance to pass down the inheritance of life to them.
神所给我们的托付。
And things that God has entrusted in us.
给我们的使命。
And the mission that He has given us.
今天也是需要能够传递下去。
These things have to be passed down too.
弟兄姊妹，不止一个家一个家为着自己的孩子，我们说需要有属灵的承传。
And brothers and sisters, not just to pray for your own children.
今天我们说在神的家里面。
But also to pray for the younger generation in the house of God.
是的，神要一代一代兴起人来。
Yes, generation after generation, God will raise up people.
我们需要一同祷告。
Therefore, we need to pray together.
让我们自己要第一手的经历。
First of all, we have to experience God firsthand.
得着主的话。
We need to have God's word.
是非常真实的话语。
God has to be real to us.
是活的话语。
He has to be living to us.
在我们生活里面是可以经历的。
And He has to be a God whom we can experience in daily walk.
我们可以说这位神他是伟大的神。
So that we can all say we have a great God.
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
He is the God of the creator of the universe.
我们也可不可以说这位神就是我的神。
Can we say, He is my God?
他是我的神。
He is my God.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个都需要这样子来追求，来认识他。
Brothers and sisters, we each have to be able to confess that.
那另外我们知道，今天神的家会一代一代的主要把人兴起来。
And after that, we know God will raise up generation after generation in His house.
这个棒子要交出去。
And He needs to pass down the baton.
属灵需要有承传。
Inheritance has to have future recipients.
我们在圣经里面最近一起大家在读提摩太后书。
These days we are studying the Second Timothy on Friday nights.
我们来读一下第一章第三节到第五节。
Let's read this passage together. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3 to 5.
我感谢神。
I thank God.
就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。
I thank God whom I serve as my forefather did with a clear conscience.
祈祷的时候不住地想念你们。
As night and day, I can constantly remember you in my prayer.
纪念你的眼泪。
Recalling your tears.
昼夜切切地想要见你。
I long to see you.
好叫我满心快乐。
So that I may be filled with joy.
想到你心里无为之信。
I have been reminded of your sincere faith.
这信是先在你外祖母罗伊。
Which first lived in your grandmother Lois.
和你母亲尤尼基心里的。
And your mother Eunice.
我深信也在你的心里。
And I am persuaded now lives in you also.
我们知道提摩太后书是保罗所写的最后一封书信。
We know this is the very last letter written by Apostle Paul.
他那个时候遇见很大的逼迫。
And he was greatly persecuted at a time.
整个罗马帝国逼迫基督徒，大的逼迫开始。
And because the Roman Empire started the great persecution against Christians at that time.
他被下在监牢里面。
So he was put in prison.
是下在地牢。
And in the dungeon,
他知道他很快就要离世。
He knew it was about time for him to be martyred.
他后来真的很快，他为主殉道。
Indeed, soon after that, he was martyred for the Lord.
所以当保罗在写这封书信的时候
，So when Paul wrote this letter,
他所有的生命和使命
，and his sense of life and the commissions,
他要传递下去。
He need to pass it down.
他特别写给提摩太。
So he wrote this letter to Timothy.
他讲到说，感谢神，就是我接续祖先，他用清洁的良心所。侍奉的神。
So I thank God whom I serve as my forefather did with a clear conscience.
保罗他常常讲到清洁的良心。
Paul always referred to this clear conscience.
讲到那个无愧的良心。
And a pure conscience.
那今天我们知道良心在我们里面它的功用是非常宝贵的。
We all know conscience has a very precious function in us.
一个船可以是新船，可以是旧船。
Just like a ship, whether it's new or old.
可以是大的船，可以是小的船。
Whether it's big or small.
但是船呢，就是不能有破洞。
One important thing is that you cannot have any leak or hole in the ship.
今天我们的信心，若是良心有亏欠。
Therefore, if there's a hole in our conscience today.
今天就讲到有一个洞哈。那你就没有办法好好的来侍奉，好好的来跟随主。
It's hard for us to serve God.
保罗在这里，他特别纪念到提摩太。
And Paul remembered Timothy dearly here.
他纪念他的眼泪。
He said, I remember your tears.
保罗他怎么样为着神的家神的教会他那样的痛苦他那样的把重担天天压在他的身上他怎么样流泪祷告今天提摩太他的眼泪保罗纪念。
And Paul remembered Timothy's tears because Paul himself was under a lot of pressure and loads for worrying and praying for God's church.
保罗他想到提摩太里面有一个无为之信。
And when he thought of Timothy, he remembered that he had this pure faith.
这个是一个真实的
sincere faith.
真实的一个信心。
And that means a true faith.
保罗知道在下面他们要有多少的试炼。
Because Paul knew what was ahead of Timothy, a lot of trials.
你若不是一个真实的信心。
Therefore, if he was without a pure, a sincere faith,
你没有办法在这样试炼中能够站立得住。
He could not have stood firm for the Lord.
是的保罗在传递的时候
so when he tried to pass down the inheritance,
他传递一个生命
he wants to pass to him a life,
传递一个使命
a mission,
是能够不为福音而维持的
and that mission and that life is not ashamed of gospel,
是为真道能够站立得住的
a faith that can stand firm for the truth,
他想到提摩太里面那个无为之信
so every time he thought of Timothy, he thought about his sincere faith,
这是何等的宝贵
which was very precious
那这个信呢是先在他外祖母罗以
and this faith was first in his grandmother's heart
是从他的母亲尤尼基
from his mother Eunice
然后呢他说相信也是在提摩太他里面的
and I believe it's now in your heart too
这是一个传递下来的
so you see how that faith was passed down to him
我上个礼拜二到北加州去参加于宏杰他的父亲的安息聚会。
Last Tuesday, I went to a memorial service in San Jose, which is the father of Brother Dave Yu.
那于老弟兄，他实在一生活出了美好的见证。
Dave's father has lived out a life full of wonderful testimonies.
他有六个儿子。
He had six sons.
大部分现在都在服侍主。
And majority of them are now serving the Lord.
都被主所重用。
And they are greatly used by God.
那天让我很感动也很羡慕他有几个孙子还有孙女上来分享
What moved me even more was that day not only his son were serving the Lord but his grandchildren grandson and granddaughter went up to the podium and shared testimony
那这些呢在家里面他们本来看起来都是很小的
We have known them for years and they were just like little kids before
但是他们从这么小的时候他们就受到一个很大的影响
But apparently they were greatly influenced by their older generation
影响他们的一生
That had such an impact in their lives
那有一位孙子呢就做一点分享
And there was this grandson who shared this
他说有一天呢他的 grandpa grandma 呢就找他们两个兄弟两个就说我们一起来祷告
One day he said one day our grandparents asked me and my brother to pray together
那他们就说好啊一起祷告
So they responded and said yes we'll do it together
他说这个祖父母啊都跪下来
He said then grandparents knelt down on the floor
他说他们就那天一祷告了两个多小时
He said they also knelt down together and then before they know it they prayed for over 2 hours
他说他们真的好多事情要祷告
Then they realized, gee, there's a lot of things on their prayer list.
哇，对他们是一个很大的一个震撼呢。
And that was a great shock to them.
哇，他们真的见证，他们是一起祷告，他们是一起读经，他们在生活中把耶稣基督活出来。
And they testify how their grandparents really read the Bible, really pray together, and they saw that in their daily lives.
那天我听到好多美好的见证。
And that day I heard a lot of sharing about their great work.
但是我知道这些榜样你想去学你很多是学不来的。
And you know, it's hard to imitate what they did in their family.
我的祷告是主啊你感动他的灵你也感动我。
And my prayer is that Lord, the spirit that you moved them, move me today.
弟兄姊妹我们看见那个见证和榜样。
And we saw what a great example occurred in that family.
我们也看见在提摩太身上他的外祖母罗以然后他的母亲尤尼基然后呢这个无为的信现在是在他的里面
and we see the same thing happened to Timothy that faith was initially in his grandmother's heart and then his mother's heart then in his heart
我们祷告主先来得着我们
That's, therefore let us pray the Lord obtain me first
也得着我们让我们真实成为他的一个可用的器皿
so that we can become a useful vessel in his hand
把 这个祝福能够传递下去。
So that we can also pass down the blessings that we receive.
求主改变我们的生活。
May the Lord change the way we live.
改变我们在很多事情上面的态度。
Change our attitudes in many things.
让我们真的向着神有没有那个无为的信。
So that we can check, do I have that sincere faith toward God?
然后这个信能够传递下去。
Which I can pass down to my children.
提后第一章第六节第七节
2 Timothy chapter, verse 1, chapter 1 verse 6 and 7
保罗说为此我提醒你
For this reason I remind you
使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来
To fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hand
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity
乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心
But a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline
那这边的心都是讲到灵哈
Here the word in Chinese is heart, but it should be spirit
保罗他要把他的职分神所托给他的要传递下去
Because God, Paul wanted to pass down to Timothy what God has placed in him
他在这里提醒提摩太
So he was reminding Timothy
神怎么样借着保罗也借着长老曾经为着提摩太祷告
Remember how and some elder lay our hands on you
为他按手
How we lay hands on you before
弟兄姊妹按手是讲到一个交通讲到一个联合
Laying hand serves two purposes It's communion a union
我们看见在基督身体的里面
In the body of Christ
那个丰富从元首要一直流到每一个肢体
The fullness of Christ should flow from the head and to the body
从亚伦的头流到胡须要一直流到衣襟
It's the anointment supposed to flow from the head from the beard to theThe bosom.
所以当他们为提摩太按手的时候
So when they pray and lay hand on Timothy
那个丰富为着神家建造所需要的恩赐提摩太他得着了
The fullness of Christ and the gifts that's needed for building up God's house flew into Timothy
但是这个火呢这个恩赐需要像火一样被挑旺起来
But this gift is like fire need to beRekindle, need to be reflamed.
我们也交通很多，怎么样一同来经历，把这个火挑旺起来。
And in our Bible study meeting, we share many, many ways we can fan the gift into flame.
那夏令会还没有过去一个月。
And we just returned from summer conference less than a month.
感谢主，今天夏令会很多弟兄姊妹蒙恩典。
Many brothers and sisters were blessed in the summer conference this year.
但是圣灵的火焰，当我们在问说现在剩了。
But if we examine ourselves, how much fire have remained in us?
有人讲说，从那个学校开回家已经少了一半了。
Some people say halfway, halfway home, I really lost half of the fire.
今天这个火需要挑旺起来。
But we need to fan that flame again.
常常有很多的灰需要把它除掉。
We need to remove the dust.
然后呢需要有新的空气能够吹进去
And we need to blow fresh air onto it.
我们需要有新鲜的圣灵常常在我们里面
we have to always receive fresh Holy Spirit
我们不是等着说、哦、对我等着下一次特会或下一次的、什么样的一个聚会我们来得着圣灵
we cannot wait until next year's summer conference to receive the fresh air
那个火要常常烧着
we need to have the fire going always
不可以熄灭的
do not let it be put out
使得我们的生活需要改变
therefore we need to change the way we live
好像如火挑旺起来
we really need to rekindle that flame
今天我们在神的家里面
We are now living in the house of God
很多时候借着按手
And through the laying of hands
借着我们知道说我们是在基督身体里
And through the knowledge knowing that we are in the body of Christ
一个炭在火焰中啊烧得再旺你把它拿出去很快就凉掉了
And if you look at a pile of fire if you remove one of the burning charcoal away from the pile of fire no matter how hot it was it will dim down
我们活在身体当中。
So we need to know that we live in the body of Christ.
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵。
For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline.
今天神也把各样的恩赐赐给他的家，他的教会。
And the same way, God has given unto us all kinds of gifts.
前几天还有一个弟兄问我说 我怎么知道我的恩赐是什么？
Just a few days ago, a brother asked me, how do I know what kind of gifts I have?
恩赐你若不用，你就是不知道。
One thing for sure is that if you never try to exercise that gift, you never know you have it.
感谢主啊，今天早间又显明了好几个恩赐。
And this morning we saw God reveal to us potential gifts we have among us.
我们有打鼓的，有翻译的。
We have people that have the gift of translation, and we have the people of gift of playing the drums.
弹钢琴的，弹吉他
的。Pianist, a guitarist.
感谢主，今天恩赐是为着教会的建造。
And we all know gifts are for the building work of His church.
我们把自己交托在恩主的手里。
We need to learn just to entrust ourselves in God's hand.
神把各样的恩赐赐给他的身体。
Because God has given to His church all kinds of gifts.
各样生命的恩赐，各样属灵的恩赐。
All kinds of spiritual gifts.All kinds of gifts of life.
今天我们要让这个恩赐如火被挑旺起来。
And our job is to make sure we fan into flame these gifts.
不是把它埋藏在地里。
It's not to bury it under the ground.
神给我们的不是胆怯的灵。
For God has not given us the spirit of timidity.
是刚强的灵。
But the spirit of power.
是充满了能力的。
Full of power.
但是能力呢，也需要有谨守。
But even though it's full power, it takes self-discipline.
然后这个是充满了爱的。
And also it's full of love.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for that.
保罗的提醒。
The reminder through Paul.
因为他要把这个使命交给提摩太。
When he tried to pass down the inheritance to Timothy.
那今天这个提醒也是为着我们每一位神的儿女。
And that reminder is for us as well.
我们最后读一节圣经。
Lastly, let's read the scriptures together.
提后第二章第一节和第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse, chapter 2 verses 1 and 2.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。我儿啊，他说你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Says my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
有一个很重要的使命托给他。
And there is a great and very important commission that Paul gave to him.
你在许多人面前听见我所教训的。
That's the things that you have heard me say.
我们看见这边这一节圣经里面就讲到好几代哈。
And you can see in just in this passage, there are more than one generation.
第一代呢，保罗说我所教训的。
First generation would be Paul's generation.
保罗他是那个第一代。
Paul was that generation.
那你呢？这个是讲到提摩太。
And the word you here refers to Timothy.
提摩太听见了，他是第二代。
So Timothy heard what Paul said. Timothy was that second generation.
那要教导，那忠心能教导人的。
And you also need to entrust to those who are reliable.
那些忠心能教导的，他们是第三代。
And those are reliable, also can are qualified to teach others is the third generation.
他们教导谁呢？
So, whom do they teach to?
这边下面讲说别人哈。
Others.
就他们去教导别人。
And this third generation will teach others.
那些 others, 那些别人就是第四代的。
And those others is the generation afterwards, maybe the fourth generation.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见就这么一节，从保罗到提摩太到那些忠心能教导的，还有教被教导的别人。
In these two verses alone, you see four generation. Paul, the first generation.Timothy the second, those who are qualified, reliable, the third generation, and the fourth generation.
我相信不是停在这里。
I believe the teaching does not stop at the fourth.
今天一直传，传到我们身上了。
But it has been continuously passed down unto us today.
我们说感谢主，我们也看见了。
And we thank the Lord for it, we see that.
我们也听见了。
And we have heard him.
哦，我们也经历到了。
And we have experienced God.
这位神他是活神。
He is the true and living God.
哦，我们也认识他在我们身上的心意。
And we also know the heart from him.
我们不是把自己都献给他。
We are not just offering ourselves to him.
我们愿意他的旨意能够成就。
But we pray that his will be done in us.
弟兄姊妹，这个负担，这个生命，这个使命需要传递下去。
And this burden, this inheritance has to be passed down.
我们盼望我们一起祷告。
I pray that we will pray together.
我们不单是一个承受的。
Not only we are recipients of blessings.
我们也是一个传递的。
But also the people that can pass them down.
把我们在主面前 一起有一些的祷告。
And we want to have some prayer together.
我们同声开口，把我们的感受，把我们在主面前主给我们的，我们愿意把自己交在他的手里。
And we want to use this time to offer up a prayer and ask the Lord to use us.
求主让我们真实的来经历。
And pray that God will help us to truly experience Him.
真实的来认识。
And truly know Him.
叫我们里面真实有那无为的信。
So that we can have that sincere faith.
叫我们真实在主的面前，让主来得着我们。
So that the Lord can really use us.
我们知道我们所信的是谁。
For we know in whom we believe.
我们所交托给他的，他要保全。
And He will keep it perfectly.Things that we have entrusted in.
他交托给我们的，他也要保全。
Also, He will keep in perfect shape the things that He entrusted in.
我们也求主得着我们，成为一个传递的人。
Oh Lord, we pray that we become people that can pass down the inheritance.
我们为着每一个家，弟兄姊妹，我们在主面前来祷告。
We need to pray for every household.
让每一个家真的是下一代都得着属灵的产业。
So our next generation can all receive the precious spiritual inheritance.
我们为神的家祷告。
Let us pray for the house of God.
一代一代让属灵的生命、属灵的托付能够传递下去。
We pray the spiritual inheritance can be passed down from generation to generation.
我们祷告，不要让这个棒子掉在我们的身上。
And we pray that the baton is not lost in our generation.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们一起在主面前祷告。
Let us pray together.
哦，主耶稣。